Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Ah, success. We'd all like to make our dreams come true, and there are ways to keep on going when you get discouraged. You just have to keep trying, believe in yourself. And somebody that is so powerful in this way is Cornell Thomas, who's going to be joining us monthly. Hooray! We love Cornell. Hi, Cornell.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. It's great to have you on. Now, Cornell, you're someone who's always going after your dreams. Just tell us a little bit about yourself for people who aren't familiar with you, because they need to be, because you rock. So jump right in.
Yeah, he does.
This is why I come on the show, because you guys are just so awesome. I get so excited. But I'm an author. I'm a basketball coach. And I don't like to use the word life coach now, because it has such a negative connotation, because there's so many quote-unquote life coaches. I say that I do life mapping. So I try to help people find direction in their lives in terms of goals, and what we're going to talk about today is success. So I do a lot of things. And one of the things I'm doing a lot of now is speaking, which I love to do, going out and sharing my message. So that's me in a nutshell.
Oh, that is so great. And you had, at one time, you had a dream. You were going to play professional sports, and something happened, and you had to find a new dream. You know, for some people, when they have their mind fixated on one thing and then it doesn't happen, they can get so discouraged and feel so downtrodden that they don't really try for something else. I knew someone who was like, I didn't get what I wanted. This is what I planned, so forget it. And that can be really damaging.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you open a, you know, I'm not going to say, I don't want to say there's too much on this show, but when you're little and you open up a pack of M&Ms and you're looking for the green one and you end up getting the red one, they're still M&Ms. I mean, they're still delicious. Yeah. It just happens to be a different color. So for me, when I think about that, and I think about my injury and my setback, is maybe that goal that you're going after, maybe it's not for you. Maybe there's something better coming around the corner. And I think people get so discouraged that you know, plan A supposedly doesn't happen. They don't realize that might have been their plan B. They just might have failed at, and plan A is coming up.
Yeah, that's true. So how did you go to your plan B?
Well, my plan B kind of found me. When I got hurt, I was sitting there, you know, in my room, discouraged and upset, and I thought this was what I was going to do for the rest of my life until I retired. And the plan B just kind of found me, because I was open to it. And when the coaching opportunity came up, then I started realizing that, okay, this is what I was meant to do. I was meant to help others and serve others. So sometimes it just finds you if you're in the right place at the right time. I never stopped working once I got hurt. I was still in the gym working out, and next thing you know, I started coaching.
You know, it's funny. I recently posted a quote on Instagram, and Cornell, I saw, liked it and made a comment, and the quote was, everything happens for a reason. And I guess, Cornell, I know you believe that strongly with your comment, which I laughed when I saw it. But, you know, I guess in this case, that would be very well applied to this, is that happens so that you could be doing this. Wouldn't you say that?
That is, I mean, I would never trade that injury for anything else. I would not. That injury is the best thing that happened in my life, because if it didn't happen, I wouldn't be talking to you guys right now. I wouldn't have my wife and my son, Bryce. I mean, there'd be so many things that I wouldn't have in my life right now if that injury didn't happen. So I think, like, again, if you can look at it two ways when adversity happens. You can, you know, look at it as a negative thing, or you can try to find a lesson in it and move on. And I think people that are trying to find a lesson in it and moving on and realizing, hey, it might not be for me, those are the ones that end up turning it into a positive.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, for myself, you know, I had a mother who had some invisible disabilities, and then I have a daughter that has some invisible challenges. And I've learned so much about what my mother was going through that I didn't have that perspective that I have now, and being able to then do an anthology about it. And now I have this platform of trying to educate other people about invisible disabilities and understand that just because you look at someone and they look like everything's fine, that they might have, you know, dyslexia or ADHD or autism. And so that's the kind of thing, like that challenge. At first, it kind of really was just, you know, hard. But then I was able to turn it into something to help other people.
Yeah, and which is awesome. And, you know, you guys touched on, you know, success. And another part of not getting our goals initially, to me, is sacrifice. I mean, you might have to sacrifice your plan B for your plan A, even though you don't know what your plan B yet, you know? So I think success and sacrifice go hand in hand. And for me, the playing professional basketball was definitely my plan B. I thought it was my plan A, but it wasn't. There, you know, there's like Andrea said, everything happens for a reason. There was another plan for me.
How much do you think, Cornell, that we control our fate in terms of, you know, let's say, you know, we obviously play a role in things that happen. what percentage of that do you think takes over? And, you know, I guess I just want to hear your perspective on that.
Well, I'm a big believer in the law of attraction. And I believe that we control our fate in terms of the way we think, the way we feel, and the energy that we put out there comes back to us. So I know people, and I know you guys probably know people too, that are really negative, and negative things happen to them all the time. And I also know people that are extremely positive, and great things happen all the time, and people call them lucky. It's not luck. It's the energy you put out there. And people with positive energy usually end up finding each other. You know, that I really feel like that's the reason I found you guys. We became such good friends. But it's true. I really feel that way. I feel, you know, obviously there's a plan for all of us that we don't know. But I think you control it in terms of how you look at the things that happen to you in your life.
Yeah, that's true. And it can, you know, I mean, sometimes I get discouraged. I'm sure, Andrea, you know, we're all trying to do so many different things. And what do you do when you've, you know, sometimes I feel like I've done everything, I've contacted everybody, and I'm just not getting that desired effect. How do you just keep going or step back, right, Andrea? Like, let go, like we talked about with Judith Orloff.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say look at what you've accomplished already. You know, I mean, and it's hard for us to do that because we're so caught up in what's next. We don't sit back and say, man, you know what? Like, I'm my own radio show. Man, you know what? You know, I have a beautiful family. Oh, you know what? You know, I had a great time in college. I had a great high school. You know, like, we don't sit back and realize that there's hundreds of thousands of people that would die to be in the position that we're in right now. And they're not, you know? So that's what I look at. I just put it in perspective that way. You know, there's so many people that would die to, you know, do what I do every single day. You know, how can I, you know, be disappointed that I didn't get the speaking gig, or, you know, my book didn't sell as much as I thought it would this month. You know, I just move on from it.
You know, Cornell, you would love my husband because he gives me this pep talk all the time. Like, he said exactly what he would say to me. You men are smart, let me tell you.
Well, you know, we try our best. I mean, you guys are, trust me, you guys are a lot smarter species. I hear that all the time from my wife, but and I believe it. But it's so hard for us, though, guys. It's so hard to sit back and realize what we've accomplished. Because when you're going after big things, like if you want to be on the Ellen show, right? And then you contact Ellen a million times, and you don't get any emails back. But yet, you know, you go on Fox 5, or you go on, you know, another show that might not be as big as Ellen in terms of the people that are looking at it. But it's still, how do people get on shows and are able to spread their message? You know, that doesn't happen every day. It's like, same thing with writing a book. My friend said to me one time, he's like, Cornell, you know you wrote 2 books in like 2 years. And I just had to sit back like, oh, yeah, I did. You know, like I didn't even notice.
That's incredible.
I was too busy going on, you know. So I think look at it that way. It would help you, you know, put it more into perspective and move on from, you know, feelings of like I'm not good enough. I'm not doing great things in this world.
I think you make a good point there, too, is that sometimes we need reminders. So asking those that are close to us, you know, just tell us from your point of view, you know, what do you think, you know, you've accomplished? And like your friend said to you, Cornell, reminding you that you've written 2 books, because I think, especially for those that are very, you know, and we're going to be interviewing Lisa Elizabeth Lombardo. We got her book, and she talks about The Perfectionist, which I thought was really interesting. So, you know, for those people who are, you know, really on a mission, you know, maybe just being reminded, you know, by someone like a friend like yours, Cornell, who just said, you know, hey, buddy, listen, hello, you've just done this, this, and this, which kind of helps put things in perspective sometimes, you know.
That's such a great point. And that's why it's good to have people in your circle that aren't just thinking about themselves and thinking about you and everybody else. And that's what's just so great about, like, that's why I love having you guys as friends. And my friends are just, people I have around me are just so awesome. You know, where they say great things and I say great things back to them, and it just keeps you going. You know, something as small as saying, hey, you know what, Lisa, Andrew, you know what, you guys rock. Just getting that in the morning, that can set you off for your whole entire day in a positive way.
Oh, absolutely. And that goes beyond this. But I mean, we're out of time for today, but we know you'll be back on, Cornell. Thank you so much. And if you want to learn more about Cornell or read his awesome blog, powerofpositivity.net, and you can follow him on Twitter at Cornell Thomas. I'm Andrew Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening. Stay positive and stay well.